Welcome to Wow Yourself, Your Friends, and the World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Fox Beyer. Fox, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you so much, Tanya. Hello, everybody. I'm Fox, a speaker here, and I want to give you 7 ways today to wow yourselves, your friends, and the world. I'm also a poet, and I'd like to begin with this poem that will be the theme of our first point. Even if tough times last, tough people, they last longer. And as you go down that mogul-ridden path, let your faith grow stronger. If you fall off the horse, get up and get back on the saddle. Victory Highway is not smooth sailing, for that road is a constant uphill battle. Even if positive thoughts don't work, negative thoughts will kill you. Keep your mind, your body, and your soul on high alert. You will never know the heights you will take yourself to. So keep one hand on the wheel and one foot on the gas. These struggles you will face are real, and you can tell them to kiss your left pinky toe. I have always been reminded that my road to success has not been paved, even in my dreams. I read somewhere that we forget 95 to 99% of our dreams, but obviously this dream I'm going to tell you about was in the 1 to 5%. So it goes like this. I'm on a walk with a beautiful girl. At some point, I reach over to grab her hand, and she says, "Fox, you're being very romantic." And I reply by saying, "Well, if I'm being very honest, I'm just trying to be practical." She says, "What do you mean?" "Well, as you can see, I have a little hitch in my get-along. I have spastic cerebral palsy. And if I happen to trip and fall, I want you to go with me." This actually happened. It's June of 2002. And to my utter delight, the University of South Carolina baseball program has made it back to the College World Series after a 17-year hiatus. And I can picture myself standing in the dugout before the player introductions. And I look down, and I see that my feet are donned by a brand new pair of turf shoes. These could not have come at a better time because of my old ones that were worn thin and porous at the front from the toe-heel pattern in which I walk. I tell myself, before my name is called, "Fox, pick up your feet, and when you run, run heel-toe. For goodness sake, stand up straight, and Fox, bend at the hip." Finally arrived the climactic moment. Student coach number 5, Fox Beyer, and I took off. Within 2 to 3 steps, I tripped, fell forward, caught myself with my hands, and started doing push-ups, keeping in mind this game, our first game in the College World Series against Georgia Tech, was nationally televised on ESPN. My hands have been there for me in June of 2002, as you just heard, and in July of 1997, when I threw out the ceremonial first pitch to a New York Yankees game. Yes, on the field that day, I tripped, fell forward, and caught myself with my hands. When I look at my hands, I think of my parents and my therapists, Mom and Dad, Kathy, Debbie, Jose, Teddy, and Mrs. Shumbler. You see, they were geniuses. They knew, for me, a kid growing up with cerebral palsy, I was going to fall every day of my life. It was inevitable. But 99.9% of my falls are forward. So they had me practice falling forward and getting my hands out in front of my body as quickly as I could to catch myself and prevent myself from any further harm. I've come to realize that my life and all of our lives, it's not about not trying to fall every day. It's been about always trying to get back up. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, 58.2% of all of us with CP walk independently. But I know in my heart that all of us, with CP or not, we all fall every day. Meaning we all have disappointments and we all have setbacks. The key is not staying in them too long. Author Susan Gamage of Violence and Abuse writes that self-pity can paralyze someone into inaction. And columnist Mark Smith writes that wallowing in self-pity is like wrestling with a shark. See, that's the real failure, not doing anything when you're down. And wrestling with a shark, no human being is going to win that battle. So I propose today that we learn from sharks not to pity ourselves, instead of wrestling with them and continuing to wallow in self-pity. For example, if you go onto Amazon.com, where you can buy anything, from food to books to car parts, you can also buy shark teeth. From $3.99 to $17.99 to everywhere in between, in all shapes, sizes, and varieties. On the first day of class, I give my students, as their teacher, a shark tooth and show them a video of a great white shark taking a nip of a camera in front of it, not looking to eat anything, but just wanting to see what it was. My question to you today is, why are there so many shark teeth available on the market? As some of you may know, sharks routinely lose their teeth, especially when they bite things. My next question is, did that great white that I showed my students, did it wallow in self-pity when it bit that camera and lost some of its teeth? No, because we know that sharks, when they lose their teeth, typically they're replaced within one day of losing them. So the shark in this situation is telling us as humans, when you fail, it doesn't make you a failure. I'd like to recite this poem. When you fail, it doesn't make you a failure. So give it your best at what you want to be, because it would be a total shame if you failed at what you didn't want to be. In the end, you might not have it all, but remember, it's not naive to try. So prayer eyes, picture eyes, actualize. In the end, fly high. Yes, as it stands right now, all you have is your current reality. And every day in your head, fear disguises as practicality. Practicality says play it safe. It says this year after year. But if you would dare lift its mask, all you would see is fear. So lift up the mask, stare right through fear, and kick it to the past. Be the person you were destined to be. Turn around and let self-pity kiss your right pinky toe. Point number one, to wow yourselves, your friends, and this world, realize simply this. If you fail, it doesn't make you a failure. Next is the story of Eric Thomas. I know him as the hip-hop preacher. He is a brilliant motivational speaker who came from very humble beginnings. And nowadays, he mentors people, gets them back on the straight and narrow, and tries to get them to get that success that they want. In one of his speeches, he tells the story of a young lady he was mentoring, walking into his office in tears, saying, Eric, in spite of everything I've done, all the changes I've made, all the sacrifices I've made, I just don't think I'm going to get where I want to go. My question to you is, did he console this girl and tell her, don't worry, I know things didn't work out, but we'll try something else? No, he simply looked her in the eye and said, don't cry to quit, cry to keep going. You're already in pain, get a reward for it. So step, your idol no more, step, pick yourself up off the floor. Step, get up out of your seat. Step, you will not lie there in defeat. Step, in mind and body a winning tranquility. Step, without movement, there is no possibility. Step, each pace equals a seed. Step, in the world's largest sequoia tree. Step, one by one, they'll amass. Step, core-filled passes down victory path. Point number two, to wow yourselves, your friends, and this world, realize that if you fail, it doesn't make you a failure. And also, if you're in pain, get a reward for it. As Kobe Bryant's 11th grade language art teacher told him, don't rest in the middle. Next is the story of Dr. Randy Pausch. Dr. Pausch, the author of The Last Lecture, tells a story in his book of an ex-girlfriend of his who had fallen into debt. She resolved to take yoga classes to deal with the stress she was under because of the debt. Stepping back and looking at the situation logically, Dr. Pausch suggested that his ex-girlfriend get a part-time job to pay off her debt and therefore relieve all the stress caused by it. I tell you, it is amazing how a simple adjustment can make such a big difference. In days of yore, it was such a fuss. I could not find it within myself to adjust. Tried as I must, I could not adjust. Stuck in my routine, rigid even in my dreams, my life defined by structure, one step away from destruction. Never giving in to the spontaneous or anything that might be extraneous. Focused on my task like a laser beam. No time to stay, not a second to daydream. I must make myself into a man, pull myself out of this routine quicksand. Why can't I understand that life is what happens when you are making plans? In days of yore, it was such a fuss. I cannot find it within myself to adjust. Tried as I must, I could not adjust. People, try again. I know you can. Adjust. Point number three, to wow yourselves, your friends, and this world. Treat the disease that is your problems, not the symptoms that are a product of your problems. Next is partly my story. I have been very, very lucky that baseball has been a part of my life all my life. And for the last 20 years, I have spent it as a coach. Currently, I am the bench coach for the Somerset Patriots, an independent baseball team in the Atlantic League of Professional Baseball. This year, one of our pitchers, his name was Jerome. Jerome has spent the last 17 years pitching in professional baseball. 12 of those years, rather, at the major league level. He has never spent more than 2 years with the same organization, has spent much of the time disabled, unable to pitch because of the wear and tear he puts on his body every day. And with all of that, he came from very humble beginnings out in California. During a game, as I stood by him on the bench, he was asked by another player, Jerome, how do you do it? He said, what do you mean? He said, how have you been so successful for so long in spite of everything that you've been through? He turned, looked this player in the eye and said, I'm present. And you can't be present always thinking about the future or the past. So people, in the present, let's breathe. Two rules, inhale and exhale. Breathe, you are the one that prevails. Breathe, create your own rhythm. Breathe, doesn't it feel great to create your own microcosm? Breathe, whether your pace is slow or it's fast. Breathe, let the air in your lungs amass. Breathe, a chance in seconds to come clean. Breathe, your own composer you can be. So just breathe. Let's create our own key. Point number four, to wow yourselves, your friends in this world, be present. And realize to be present, you can't be thinking about the future or the past. Next is the story of my brother, Billy. Billy is a personification of his job as a personal trainer. His workouts, his sleep, his diet are regulated to a T. He has not had a cake in 25 years. Recently, I asked him, "Billy, what is your secret? How have you been able to maintain this lifestyle for so long?" He turned to me and said, "Fox, my secret is not a secret at all. But if it were, it's all about consistency." A little bit more about Billy. He's got muscles on his muscles. He has been stung by many bees. For goodness sakes, even his shadow is a sight to see. He keeps track of what he eats as a clock tracks time. For goodness sake, even his toe muscles are defined. He's one part carbs and eight parts protein. All other food, consider them his enemy. When life gets him mad and it gets him frustrated, he just goes to the gym and gets himself calibrated. He's yolked like an egg, total shredded wheat. I'll bet you his DNA has more protein than meat. As some of us age and sag all of a sudden, he just looks better and better. A regular Ben Button. In his blood is structure, minute-to-minute discipline, but he turns to bleak mush when he sees children. To them, he's magnetic, a pure lightning rod. And to me, he's just my brother. But for that, I thank God. He's a man of steel with a heart of gold. Point number 5, to wow yourselves, your friends in this world, stick to those things that you do great and do them over and over and over again. Next is the story of Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. Dr. Peale, rest his soul, was a brilliant motivational speaker, pastor, and author. In his book, The Power of Positive Thinking, he tells the story of an encounter and meetings he had with a middle-aged man who was successful but had lost his zest for his job and for life. As this man sat down disheveled, he told Dr. Peale simply that, "I just lost my zest for life, my job. I'm exhausted." Dr. Peale thought for a minute, looked the man right in the eye, and said, "Sir, are you married?" He said, "Why, yes. Over 20 years. And my wife thinks I'm the greatest thing in the world. She'll support me through thick and thin." Dr. Peale got a notepad out and said, "Write that down." So he did. Next question was, "Do you have any kids?" This man said, "Why, yes. And they also think I'm the greatest man in the world, and they'll support me through thick and thin." Dr. Peale said, "Write that down." So he did. And on it went. They constructed an asset list of all the things this man had going for him. Dr. Peale advised this man to take this list wherever he went. So he put it in his briefcase, and he accessed it anytime he felt overwhelmed by his job or by life. Many throw punches, but who are the ones 1,000 times they get hit? And after that last blow, they fall right on their back. They look up, and they get up, and they get right back on track. Knockdowns, they have them in trillions, but they are married to a trait called resilience. They know as life comes and passes, they take great satisfaction at arising from the ashes. Point number 6. To wow yourselves, your friends, and the world, create an asset list for yourself. All those things you have going for you, write it down, put it on your phone. Anytime you get overwhelmed by your job or by life, access it and it will give you victorious power. Next is a story of good friend, mentor, speaker, and life coach, Dr. Marcus Hart. He realizes, like we all do, that we all have problems in life, all things we need to overcome. He also understands that we need fuel to deal with those problems. He calls these things outlets. They could be reading, they could be writing. For him, his favorite outlet is exercise. That's when he does his best thinking, or no thinking at all. Coupled with this, I would suggest you create an image of yourself as capable and attractive. This was never more evident this year in 2017 on the team that I coach for, again, the Somerset Patriots, independent professional team in the Atlantic League of Professional Baseball. Also, our shortstop, Alfredo Rodriguez, a talented player and athlete, found himself on Father's Day this year after 50 games and over 200 plate appearances, hitting 168. As many of us know who follow baseball, that average is very subpar. But Alfredo knew in all of this, he was not a subpar player, person, or teammate. So on that day, Father's Day, when he was hitting 168, he simply stayed in his routine, created a picture of himself as capable and attractive, had outlets, was a great teammate and superior defensive player. Well, by season's end, his average, 260, he raised it over 90 points in less than 100 games and was one of the most consistent contributors on a playoff team. You see, the early was a day-to-day struggle. It went from bad to worse, and the pain doubled. Never far from imminent danger. The tough and the unforgiving, I was no stranger. Closure to me seemed impossible, but toughness, I had that, and it was plentiful. So I turned my pain into inspiration, and every day I gave it a game face salutation. I said, "Hello, tough times. You're just a pit stop to a happy life. Because what's victory highway without some struggle and strife?" Point number 7, to wow yourselves, your friends, and this world, create an outlet for yourself that gives you the fuel to deal with life's problems, and create an image of yourself as always capable and attractive. In the end, think victory and you will get it. Again, my name's Fox Beyer. I'm a speaker, teacher, author, coach, and songwriter. If you like what you heard today, please email me off my website. It's fox@foxbeyer.com. fox@foxbeyer.com. And I'd be glad to give you a book, my book, Letter Kindling, Igniting, Inspiring, and Evoking the Fire Within. All of the poems you heard today are in that book. You can also access my website, foxbeyer.com, foxbeyer.com. I will be glad to speak to your organization and inspire you and let you know that you are more powerful than you could possibly imagine. That's it from here. I will talk at you all later. Take good care.